Let's go back to this past Tuesday in President Biden's State of the Union address. First, let me channel my inner Joan Rivers and comment in a show of bipartisanship about a couple of the fashion statements that were made. Did you see Senator Kyrsten Sinema in that yellow dress? She looked like a pitcher of lemonade. And what was that outfit Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was wearing? Made her look like a walking hairball. All right, now on to some substance. Well, the State of the Union address is pretty much the president marking their territory. The standout moment, to me at least, was when President Biden pointed out how some, underline that word, some Republicans, want to scrap Social Security and Medicare. That was when the heckling was launched. And after the speech, it's also interesting which Republicans responded by claiming that Biden lied. They included Senators Rick Scott and Mike Lee, who called for Social Security and Medicare to be scrapped. Don't take my word for it. Let's go to the source. Let's start with Rick Scott, who, as part of his 11-point plan to rescue America, that's what it's entitled, he published this last year, includes the following. I quote, "All federal legislation sunsets in 5 years. If a law is worth keeping, Congress can pass it again." As well as this, "Eliminate federal programs that can be done locally. Any government function that can be handled locally should be." Do either of these plans state any kind of exception for Social Security or Medicare? No, they don't. Then there's Mike Lee. You might have seen his reaction during the speech. He looked aghast. His jaw dropped when the president said what he said. Same look that Lee had when the buffet owner came over to his table and said, "Senator Lee, that is all you can eat. We'd like you to leave now." Anyway, here's Senator Mike Lee back in 2010.
"I'm here right now to tell you one thing that you probably haven't ever heard from a politician. It will be my objective to phase out Social Security,
nice,
to pull it up by the roots and get rid of it." People who advise me politically always tell me that's dangerous, and I tell them, in that case, it's not worth my running. That's why I'm doing this, to get rid of that. Medicare and Medicaid are of the same sort and need to be pulled up.
The antics of the GOP in Congress really shouldn't come as any kind of surprise. I mean, every circus has its share of clowns and freaks. It also has people, though, with intelligence and focus who run the show and keep it productive. So the GOP finds itself without that person. The next step should be to select a designated survivor whose role will be to put the pieces of the party back together after the implosion and collapse.